And we are here on this Thursday night, June 2nd, in preparation for the Tony Awards coming up this Sunday on the WGBB first ever, possibly first annual Tony Awards special. And what we've been doing all night is having different critics weigh in on different categories of the Tonys, what they think will win, what they want to win. And I'm very pleased to have yet another critic on the line with us, someone who's been in the game a little more recently than some of the other folks we've talked to. She's been writing about theater for 6.5 years now. She's the editor of Stage Directions magazine, and her pieces have also appeared in Playbill and the Jerusalem Post and a couple of dance magazines as well. She's a member of the American Theater Critics Association, and her name is Iris Dorbian, and we welcome her. She's been on the show before, or she's been on my show, Dave's Gone By, before, and we welcome her to the Tony special. Hey, Iris.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Okay, all right.
Are you excited about this year's Tonys, or is it...
I mean,
I guess no.
I mean, because I think that there's some categories that are unfortunate locks, and I say unfortunate because I just wish they were a little more open, because there are some very good choices this year, but there seems to be a bias towards certain shows.
Well, be specific.
Yeah. For example, Best Musical.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like Spamalot is a virtual lock for the category. I mean, it won the Drama Desk, and it won other awards as well. And yet, I have to say, having seen all musicals, I don't think it's the best.
You like Good Vibrations, was it? Or
No, Dracula.
God.
That's my favorite. I'm still gunning for Dracula.
Yeah, well.
I'm wearing black because it wasn't nominated. You see, all four of the musicals, I think that they're all good in one way, but they're all flawed in another.
Well, how is... I would probably throw my vote for Scoundrels at this point.
Yes, I agree with you.
It's just too long, I think. I think they lose a little bit towards the last half hour. But
I'm kind of disappointed that it doesn't have as much industry support as it should have had.
But how is the musical flawed, do you feel?
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
Yeah.
I think it's a little long. I think they could have done some judicious cutting here and there. And I'm always a big champion of cutting.
What do you mean?
Because, you know, I can usually tell when I like a show how many times I look at my watch during the first act.
True.
I don't look at my watch at not one time, then I know it's a huge hit. If I look at it once, then it's very good. If I look at it twice, then it's good. If I look at it three times, it's fair.
I had to pry my watch off my corneas and Light in the Piazza, I'll tell you that much. Literally, just stuck there.
Well, Light in the Piazza is,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bore.
Thank you. Yes!
It's a bit plotting. I think for me what really sells that show is the strength of the two lead performances. I think they're just they're wonderful, and I love the set design. I do think that the set design will win. Set design is
for musical. Let's jump to that category because we haven't really done much technical stuff on the show. You've got that going up against Tim Hatley for Spamalot, Rumi Matsui for Pacific Overtures, mm-hmm. and Anthony Ward for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and the Flying Car.
You know, it's a tough category because they all have wonderful scenic components to all the shows. I mean, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang has that fantastic car that is the star of the show. It gets its own standing ovation.
I know.
Pacific Overtures had a wonderful set.
And the set was crucial in Pacific Overtures.
Yeah. Tim Hatley did win a couple of years ago for that birthday cake set of... No Coward revival.
I
think Light in the Piazza will win. I think the underdog in this category is Hatley, but I think Light in the Piazza will win for the wonderful, evocative design. Like that scene where they're in the museum and you see the fake Michelangelo's hanging.
Yeah,
it's just tremendous because it brings you into that world, and it really is terrific. And I think it will win.
Okay, what about for costumes? for a, let's see, for a play, you've got Jess Goldstein for The Rivals. Does anybody remember that? Jane Greenwood for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? William Ivy Long for Streetcar Named Desire?
Yeah.
And Constanza Romero for Gem of the Ocean.
Well, I don't think Constanza Romero is going to win. Gem of the Ocean didn't play that long to garner that much support, and unfortunately, in any category. It's a shame. William Ivy Long is the perennial, is always the perennial favorite. Jane Greenwood, I mean...
She only had to close four people. I mean, you know.
And how clever were those costumes?
And of course, well, the Rivals thing may have the edge.
You can get them at your local Kmart. I mean, Jess Goldstein's The Rivals, that's my pick.
Because everybody will say, it's a typical thing, like Gandhi, when you have to clothe 400 people instead of 10, even though they're all in sheets. But here, when you get something like The Rivals, which is like 18th century or 17th century.
There's a tremendous, there's wonderful period costumes.
Okay.
There's great detail. So that's my vote.
And let's see, for a musical costume design, Tim Hatley for Spamalot, Junko Koshino for Pacific Overtures.
Beautiful costumes, but again, I don't think
people won't remember it.
Support. People won't remember it.
William Ivy Long for Lacage, and Catherine Zuber for Piazza.
Okay. I think what should win, I don't know if it's going to win, is Catherine Zuber from Light in the Piazza. I love the costumes there.
Cool. You think Hatley might pull it out? But those are costumes mostly based on movie costumes so it wasn't
Hatley,
always original.
I think Hatley could be an upset, or it could be Long, because he's such a beloved perennial favorite. You know, Lacage is
and it's a costume show, actually.
He's made for Lacage, and it is a costume show.
And I'll tell you this, though, about Spamalot. There's that moment when Sarah Ramirez is in her dress, and she needs a wedding dress really quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great costume change. It takes literally a quarter of a second. Boom. And she does it right in front of you. And I would almost give the award right for that. So it's a good category. What about lighting design? We've got Doubt, Gem of the Ocean, Streetcar, and Pillow Man.
I would say for my vote for lighting design of the play is Pillow Man.
Brian it was pretty
Pillow Man.
Effective, yeah.
I think it really lends to the brooding sort of ghoulish atmosphere and the storytelling that's being spun by the lead character, that very dark world. It almost becomes a character in its own right, the lighting.
And finally, for lighting of a musical, Christopher Ackerlin for Light in the Piazza, Mark Henderson for Chitty Chitty, Ken Posner for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and Hugh Vanstone for the ubiquitous Spamalot.
Okay, my vote?
Yeah.
Christopher Ackerlin.
Ackerlin for Light in the Piazza. Well, yeah, because the mood of Venice.
Yes. Yeah, it's very moody, nuanced lighting. It adds tremendously to the proceedings.
Okay,
the drama unfolding in the show.
The one thing I wanted to get back to before we let you go is, I don't think we talked about play, and I just wanted to get your pick for best play of the year.
Well, it's kind of almost a virtual lock, Doubt.
Well, that's what will win. Would you vote for that if you were voting?
Yeah, Doubt. I think Doubt. I mean, the underdog is Pillow Man, but I think it's going to be Doubt.
I agree.
There's a tremendous amount of support for the show. Won the Pulitzer. It's won, sweeping all the pre-Tony Awards, so it's going to be that.
Well, I have no doubt that it's been great to talk to Iris Dorbian.
Mm-hmm. So happy to you.
On this special pickup. Where can people get Stage Directions magazine? Can they get
you
they
can,
go to your house.
Well, one thing, you can subscribe via our website, which is www.stage-directions.com.
Stage-directions.com.
Right. We're also available at your local Barnes & Nobles, Universal News outlets, and drama stores.
Cool.
Okay,
it's definitely findable and worth finding. It's a good magazine about the technical side of theater. That's
technical
why I wanted to ask
design
this
aspects
question.
Of theater.
Design.
Practical aspects of theater.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Iris Dorbian, thanks so much for being part of the WGBB Tony Special.